have to raise the cute factor because we're not really much doing it, right?
That's
we bring
true.
In the cute kids. This is Nicole Fast. And so Nicole is going to help us out a little bit. How old are you, Nicole?
6.
And what grade are you in?
1st.
See, you've got the world
there
wrapped
you
around
are.
Your finger when you're 6 years old.
That's true.
In the first grade. All right, would you tell Mr. Kobrick kind of what you were thinking about? So show him the pen and then ask him the question that you were thinking.
What color is this?
I would say black.
Nope.
That's wrong, Mr. Kobrick.
Do you have a feeling that you're set up for these kinds of things?
Do you meet the other Spangler boys? Do you spend a lot of time with them? Yes, well, I thought
yeah,
as much. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Maybe cousin, I'm not sure.
Yeah, right.
What color is this, Nicole?
Well, there's colors hidden inside.
Yeah. There's lots of different colors, aren't there? Mm-hmm. So even though it looks like a black pen, believe it or not, if we take all of our crayons and we mix them together, what color do we get?
Black.
We get black. So let's show everybody at home what they're going to need. First of all, you're going to need to have a vis-a-vis pen or a water-soluble pen. So sometimes Crayola ones will work well. Okay. This is a flare pen, but it has to be water-soluble. Okay?
Right.
And then we're going to need some filter paper. So that's what these are here, right here. So this is just filter paper. You could use coffee filter, but if you've got a science teacher in your life or you can find when the filter paper is going to work a little bit better.
Actual filter paper.
And that'll be yours.
Oh,
and so
you.
Here's
all
what
right.
you're going to do is you're going to take the pen and you're going to draw some dots on the filter paper. So we'll show everybody kind of what this looks like. We're just putting some dots right here like this. Ready? And Nicole, you can kind of work on yours right there so you have a little bit more on yours as well. So some pretty heavy dots. It looks like it's black, but if you take all the colors and you combine them together, you get black. So we're going to use a technique called chromatography to get it apart.
Chromatography.
Okay? Chromatography. Say right. that at the next little party you're invited to, all right? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the pipe cleaner like this, and we dip the pipe cleaner down inside. What do they call them now? They're not called pipe cleaners. They're called Chanel. So I don't know.
Are they really? Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't know.
When I was in teaching school, it was called pipe cleaner. And then you push it through like this, and now you put it inside, and you allow the water to start to wick its way up.
Oh, it wicks out onto the filter.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
So it's going to start to wick itself out, and I want to show you what it looks like when it's all done. So when it's all done, would you look at that?
Oh, look at that.
So that's actually the black pen.
Is that from 4 black dots?
Yeah, it's from 4 black dots.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. What colors are in there, Nicole?
Yellow, pink, blue.
All those.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the secret? What was it?
Water.
Yep. And what do those water molecules do?
They make them all run away from each other.
That's a great way to explain it. I couldn't think of a better way.
Excellent.
So it's water soluble. There's a story that kids are reading in kind of first grade called Purple, Green, and Yellow by Robert Munch. And it's a little girl who draws on herself, so I know that's really good for kids at home to hear. But it washes off until she gets to the Sharpie pen. That doesn't wash off anymore. The super indelible never come off till you're dead, maybe longer coloring marker. All right?
Okay.
So this is what's happening here.
All
we're
right.
going to speed this up a little bit and do spin art. So show everybody what we found at the store. What is that?
A fan.
That's a fan. So it's one of those little fans that has the rubber blades on
right,
it.
Right, okay.
So here's what I did, is I took just a top from a container, a plastic container, and I put it here. So here's what's going to happen. This is the best part.
Okay.
You just put this on top like
okay.
this. Got it. And Nicole, you can use yours right here.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's going to be
okay.
yours.
Yeah.
Got it. And now you can do this. So you turn it on. So you ready? We open up your pen, Nicole. Here you go. Let's turn that on. And we're going to throw it in like this. All right. So we'll put it on. And let's do this so that people at home can see. We're going to kind of spin it like this. So we get some color that's here.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So that's good. So that's our black.
All
and
right.
then we get our eyedropper, Nicole. And let's try this. So our little one that's here, we're going to use this one. So now watch what happens on the camera. So you can see right there. I'm going to put it right in the very middle here. So when you start to spin like this, watch this. As you start to spin, you get this beautiful
this.
Little spin art.
Oh, isn't that
and now
a
when
cool
you're done,
deal?
Not only did you get to throw ink all over the place, but you get this beautiful
look
spin art. Isn't that
the
fun?
Color. How good
and show
is
them
that?
All. We've got all these different examples that are here of all the different kinds of spin art.